Macmillan Audio presents Entertaining Race, Performing Blackness in America. Written and narrated for you by Michael Eric Dyson. To Bobby Joe Leonard, faithful cousin, more like a brother, who taught me the game of manhood on the basketball courts of Detroit. And David N. Redman, whose profound support as a graduate school dean at Princeton got me in and saw me through. Introduction. Command performance. An illustration captures a fate that is at once jarring and sadly familiar. A white man with an official title commits a wicked act that leads to the death of a 15-year-old black girl. The image might have easily accompanied a recent newspaper story about a cop assaulting a black teenager. Instead, the colored print by Scottish caricaturist Isaac Cruikshank was engraved in 1792. The drawing was originally captioned, "The Abolition of the Slave Trade, or the Inhumanity of Dealers in Human Flesh, Exemplified in Captain Kimber's Treatment of a Young Negro Girl of 15 for Her Virgin Modesty." In 1791, John Kimber, the captain of the slave ship Recovery, departed New Calabar, known today as Nigeria, headed for Grenada, West Indies. After weeks of torturing a young captive girl, Kimber used a whip to mercilessly flog the nearly naked teen as she was suspended in midair by a single ankle. She died shortly thereafter. British abolitionist William Wilberforce gave a speech in the House of Commons in 1792, condemning Kimber for the killing. Wilberforce's oration led to Cruikshank's illustration and Kimber's arrest and trial for the girl's death, and that of a second girl, before the High Court of Admiralty in June 1792. The true reason for the captain's cruelty, outlined by Wilberforce in his speech, came to light at trial in the testimony of Surgeon Thomas Dowling and shipmate Stephen Devereux, the only witnesses. Quote, "The girl would not get up to dance with the other girls and women," end of quote. It was common to dance the captives aboard a slave vessel to keep them in shape, to provoke sexual excitement in the crew, and to offer mostly white men entertainment on the long journey to the Americas. The demand for black entertainment by white folk continued in the New World. Dowling testified that the girl came aboard in a diseased state with a very severe case of gonorrhea that led to a, quote, lethargy or drowsy complaint, end of quote. According to other shipmates, Dowling had raped and infected the girl before leaving the Calabar region. Her illness left her weary and unwilling, perhaps unable to perform. It should come as no surprise that Kimber was quickly acquitted of murder. The jury concluded that it was disease and not mistreatment that led to the young girl's death. The ugly truth is as simple as it is tragic. The black girl was sentenced to death for refusing to entertain a white audience. It was hardly the first, and surely not the last time that black folk had to perform because their lives depended on it. Even before the Atlantic slave trade began, Europeans traveling through Africa were introduced to black performance. They viewed the folklore and rituals that inspired African song and dance through a distorted lens, seeing African art as inferior and its creators as deviant. Yet Africans were envied for the very reasons they were despised: their freedom of movement, their sensual confidence, their enthusiastic exploration of identity, their fearless performance. Despite their alleged superiority, Europeans and Americans neither fully understood nor completely controlled
Sample complete. Ready to continue?